No, there is not a timeline. In fact, the ministry order that came down on March 19th to restrict surgeries to emergent has not been lifted. So that is one of the first things that needs to happen, either lifted or revised so that surgeries can happen. What has happened and what we are being expected to do now is the planning of the reintroduction of services. So we did receive a document called a measured approach to planning for surgeries and procedures during the COVID-19 pandemic on May 7th. And it's quite a lengthy document that gives us guidelines on how to plan for the resumption of services. So there is no timelines, and so we are working, and we have been actually prior to this document coming out, on how that would look. There's a lot of factors that need to be taken into consideration. In fact, part of this plan is quite an extensive checklist of items that need to be in place prior to any resumption. So things like our PPE supply has to be stable. We have to have measures in place to ensure the safety and security of all our staff and patients. So the physical distancing, you know, in terms of in waiting areas, that sort of thing. So there's a lot to take into account before the surgeries actually get up and running again. So absolutely no timeline at this point. I mean, certainly because we have done such a great job of flattening the curve in our area, we are hoping this will be sooner than later. The other thing that's happening is this is very much a pan-northern approach, and we will be working with our regional partners, so certainly all the hospitals in the region and under Ontario Health North, you know, that incorporates pretty much the whole north at this point. So it's going to be a coordinated approach. And as you know, we have most of our, other than our two surgeons that live in Dryden, our general surgeons, most of our surgeons come from other communities. And of course, they're working on the same processes in their home hospitals, that sort of thing. So it's going to be a very coordinated, measured, thoughtful approach to reintroduction of surgeries. So our next steps are really the planning. The framework that has been provided certainly has some, you know, very clear factors that you have to have in place. So, like I said, around PPE and you know, the ability of social distancing in waiting areas, that sort of thing. Also, we have to maintain no more than an 85% capacity. What that means is for us in Dryden, we're a 42-bed facility, so we can't have more than 35 patients in, with the including the surgeries in that number, to leave that bed capacity for any additional COVID you know, patients that may come in. So they want that 15% capacity in hospitals across the province they're asking for. Of course, there is the ability to look at it on a more regional level and looking at, you know, surgery that maybe will stay a day or two in the hospital or just an overnight. And, you know, there's flexibility there. But in general, that's some of the factors that need to be looked at. So there's a lot to work out, even, you know, pre-testing of COVID status for patients having surgery. Is that something we're going to do? And there's a lot of guidelines that the provincial expert table is working on with this that we'll be seeing in the next week or so. But our responsibility now is to go through this guideline and the checklist and get ourselves prepared for when we are able to do that. So we have a multidisciplinary committee here at the hospital. So the surgeons, anesthesia, the managers of that area and staff looking at how this is going to work. And of course, it affects every department in the hospital because, you know, there's more lab testing, there's more diagnostic testing, rehab services, that sort of thing, depending on what procedure it is. So it's really got to be a hospital-wide planning to reintroduce these services. we do have quite an extensive waiting list of surgeries, and we have been and will continue even in this time to do urgent surgeries, but we're also looking at our waiting list for our other departments, because obviously our waiting list for rehab and in different areas, diagnostic imaging, different tests that we've, you know, that were non-essential for this immediate COVID period are piling up, of course. So we have waiting lists in every department that we need to look at. And then, you know, using a real ethical framework, prioritize what is going to be done as we ramp up services again. You know, it's going to have to look different. Things are going to look different. We're not going to be able to have, you know, a lot of people waiting in waiting rooms, and you can't do just kind of as much volume, because we have to ensure that we're still able to physically distant, and we have to keep an eye on our PPE, our personal protective equipment supplies as well, because we have to have that stable volume of equipment, and a lot of it does get used during surgeries, of course, masks and gowns and gloves and that sort of thing. So it's a very complex system that we have to look at to get these surgeries back going.